We shouldn't have.
One man who wouldn't have missed it, never misses anything from Fox Sports. He's the main man there, is Adam Peacock. He's been all over that, as well as the Usain Bolt story that's bubbling along beautifully in the A-League at the moment. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, boys. Yeah, I was there on at Randwick on Saturday, but I too witnessed it with my very own eyes and missed it with my very own eyes. I've talked myself out of it and going in the US Navy flag, but anyway, you can't win them all.
I think that is actually the horse that I backed. Hey, but just before we go on to Usain Bolt, just on the whole experience of the Everest, what was it like, Adam?
Superb. Absolutely superb. And anyone who tells you otherwise wasn't there. It was a great day. It hosed down three times, as it does in Sydney with big events. It was terrible conditions, but if there's 40,000 people there, you wouldn't want it too many more. It felt like a massive race day. I'm very fortunate to be able to go to places like Royal Ascot, also Cox Plate Day, Melbourne Cup Day, Derby Day, all of those big days, and it just, I'm not going to say one was above the other, but one, like, it certainly felt everything what those days are. And it was just a good fun day, really.
Adam, further to that, is it capturing, I guess, people who do have a little bit of a love or a passing interest in racing, or are they all new people to racing, you feel like? It's capturing a sort of new generation of race goers.
Yeah, well, most of the crowd was under 35, it felt like, so it felt like a new generation was definitely there. Whether or not they're racing people or not, I'm not sure. I didn't go around and ask them, but it felt like a newer crowd, which is good for racing because they need to rejuvenate themselves. And I know the Caulfield Carnival do really hard work in that regard to try and get young people there. And I remember going to a Caulfield Cup Day 10 years ago and I felt like the oldest man there. So it's not an easy thing to do to try and get these people to the thing. And ordinarily, at a meeting like that at Randwick, we would have got 5,000 people. I got 40.
Yep. No, I think it was a winner. It's hard to argue it was a winner, and we'll talk more about that through the morning. Speaking of winners, Usain Bolt's been a winner for Central Coast. The Master Food sauce bottles have become a big part of the business now, and when he's scoring goals, the sauce bottles are going to be seen all over the world, Adam.
They are. He's still on trial, but, he took a few steps towards getting an actual contract on Friday night, and, of course, it went viral. Now, it's great that it's gone viral. It's great that it's put A-League at the forefront of discussion in terms of whether or not this guy's going to get a contract. It won't happen this week. I'd be amazed if it happened this week, if you got a contract before their first game. I reckon, realistically, we're looking at a couple of months before he's considered for a contract, and they can give him those couple of months. The roster's not full. And then maybe halfway through the season, they give him something like a guest contract, which is a 10-game, 14-game stint, where he's not actually taking the place of someone. They just give him a go. So the experiment goes on, I think.
And that's not a bad thing. I quite like the way this is all unfolding, to be honest with you, because there was a lot of discussion at the start when this was announced that this is purely just a marketing ploy and a PR extravaganza, and it's not really going to come to fruition. And it may not, but what we're seeing is that Central Coast are doing their due diligence, as we've said 15 times this morning in other sports, and they're just finding out whether or not it's legitimate. From your perspective, though, you've seen a lot of players come and go. From what you saw on the weekend, was there signs that perhaps there is something to work with?
Yes. There are signs. He's got a lot of work to do to become a professional footballer. And you don't want to just... And I know if there was anyone you were going to chuck it at, it's probably in the five that you would of any sports people. But you don't want to devalue a professional contract at this level by just chucking it his way. So a lot of one-on-one work to do in particular, and just the little things, like working off the ball and movements and space awareness, and those things that come are just second nature to professional players. He doesn't quite have yet. So how they get that into him remains to be seen. At a good enough level, he's got a little bit of it, but at a good enough level, remains to be seen. And hopefully he gives himself every conceivable chance. He doesn't get the ump and go, I'm not waiting around for two more months. But that realistically is the way to go, I feel.
Adam, all positions are hard to play, but where is his position if he is to make it?
Oh, it's up front where he played the other night. Now, he played as a central striker. He could maybe play as a winger, but he'd have to do a lot more defensive work. I think the central striker role is probably, he's got, like, his technique on his headers, actually, must be said, was pretty damn good. And we know his height and his vertical leap is off the charts. So he's got that in his locker. But, yeah, I can't see how he can play anywhere but up front because of the defensive duties that you have on a football field that he just doesn't quite understand yet. It would be dangerous to put him anywhere else.
So from what you've seen to this point versus what you thought when it all happened at the start with the announcement, where do you sit? Is he going better than you thought he'd be, what you thought? Where do you sit?
Marginally better than I thought he would. I mean, I knew he'd improve because you had to believe him when he said, I'm going to do everything I can, and he has. Like, I asked all the Mariners guys before, I said, what's he like, really? And not one of them even had a hint of a bad word to say about him. So he's doing all the little things that you need to do to get yourself right. After that first game that he played a few weeks ago, a month or so ago, I thought, oh, my God, he's so far up against it, because that was a team of pub players, and he looked all over the shop. But seeing him the other night, and they were NPL players, they were good NPL players, which is like second division, if you like, in Australian football, he held his own for parts of it. So, yeah, I was a little taken aback at the progress that he's made.
And then the complicated question, and I don't know the answer to it, as to whether it's good or bad for the league, whether it is a gimmick or whether it's legitimate. We're talking about it on a Monday morning down here in Melbourne. The A-League starts this weekend, so we are talking about the A-League, so that's a good thing. But is it a good thing that we're talking about it and not the actual competition? I don't know the answer to it.
Yeah, this is the big question, where you've got your football-loving types in Australia that are almost, not sneering at this, but looking down on it, going, far out, guys. Really, are we really relying on this guy to try and publicise the fact that the A-League's starting? Now, it's kind of happened as it has, that the FFA certainly hasn't gone out of its way to try and promote Usain Bolt. I can't remember the FFA putting out an ad or a promotional activity to say that Usain Bolt's playing or whatever. I might be wrong, but they've certainly gone heavy on all the W League stars returning, and Sam Kerr and KSK Honda, for instance, playing for Melbourne Victory, and the overseas players, just about all of whom have played in the big leagues around the world. So they've gone heavy on that, and the Australian players too, amongst all that. So the FFA have gone heavy on that. So the football types are like, we don't need this. Let's concentrate on promoting the football because the football is good enough to promote. Whereas people outside the bubble are going, oh, Usain Bolt, which is fair enough. So we're going to reach this juncture soon, whether or not he's good enough and we get him in for the right reasons, or if he's not good enough and we get him in for the wrong reasons, or we just let him go. So, yeah, that's the big, big question that's on the way, and we're still yet to find that out.
Well, hopefully we get to see more of him, and as you said before, the Mariners take their time and make sure they get this decision right, because I think it is an important one for the A-League, let alone the Central Coast Mariners, to see what happens with Usain Bolt. Can we just digress a touch, because tomorrow morning the Socceroos are taking on Kuwait. Graham Arnold's in charge. He's got the whistle out. He's moving some cones, but he gets to get the boys in action tomorrow against Kuwait. I think 3:30 local time. Check your local guides. Fox Sports will be covering it, I'm sure. What are we expecting from that with Arnie's boys?
Well, I'm expecting to get up tomorrow morning before you, for one.
Well, about time.
1 a.m. the alarm's going to be set for, so I may as well just pull an all-nighter, right?
Exactly.
It's the standard thing on a Monday night, really. No, what are we expecting? We don't know what to expect, because a lot of, like, Timmy's gone, Milo Yedinak's gone, Aaron Moy's not there, Matt Ryan's not there. So really interested to see players like Tom Rogic and especially Mas Luongo, who, in doing the prep for this, still can't quite comprehend that Mas Luongo has not played 1 minute of World Cup football, but after going to 2 World Cups. But that's by the by. I'll be fascinated. So I don't really know what to expect with what he's going to put out there, because Ange was attacking, Bert was a little more conservative, let's say, because of the opponent that he was facing at the World Cup. Arnie's now got this 4-year remit mandate, if you like, to do what he sees fit. Asian Cup around the corner. Kuwait haven't qualified for the Asian Cup because they weren't allowed. They were kicked out. It's a really intriguing match to see this first up performance. They got a 2 more back here in November against Korea and Lebanon. before we make full judgment before the Asian Cup.
Looking forward to seeing how Arnie's boys go. As you say, the changing of the guard, so to speak, for the Socceroos. And just a friendly, but I reckon we'll get a bit of a look at what the look might be with Graham Arnold's style and squad for the next little while with the performance tomorrow morning. Get up early. 3:30, I think, is kickoff on Fox Sports, if I'm not mistaken, Adam.
Yeah, 3 o'clock for the pre-game, so help a brother out and get up. The reason why we get up so early is during the kickoff. No, if you can get up, but there'll be replays throughout the day, of course, on Fox, so yeah.
Always nice to chat. Look forward to a big A-League season around the corner, and stay well, young man. Go well.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Have a good morning.